Hey, it's Craig here, episode 241 of the podcast, wherever you are. Hope you are well. Gee, there's a lot of difficulties at the moment, isn't there? Well, we can think of them as being difficult in the world. There's a lot going on and a lot of devastation and destruction. And everyone has an opinion, but I don't really know enough, so I'll just leave that out. But what it does get back to is about control. And there's a quote I posted today from Marcus Aurelius: the more we value things outside our control, the less control we have. And it's just human nature, isn't it? We all want to control things, but really, is it helping you? Is it really, really helping you? And there's a few things that you can do to try and manage this situation, because look, really zoning in on things that are outside of your control are not going to give you any peace at all. Take it from someone that has lived a lot of their life worrying about things that are really outside my control. And even if you're one of those people like me that is thinking into the future about the what ifs, and that's really focusing on things outside your control. Like as I record this now, as I walk along the street, you know, I could be thinking what's going to happen later today, but I could get hit by a truck and that could be the end of me. So rather than really focusing on this podcast and recording that and how beautiful the day is, and where I am, the day is beautiful, that brings peace. Right this moment, I have peace. If I start thinking about some of the difficulties I have in my life, I get outside that peace. So life's pretty simple, but we complicate it. I think it was Dale Carnegie in one of his books. You know, he's an author from many, many years ago, but he talked about living life in day-tight compartments, of small compartments that you can control, like just what's in front of you, what is in the moment here. Not all the issues that are happening in your life, maybe in the future, and maybe around the world, that you can't really do anything about. You can pray about it if that's something that works for you, because that might be the only way that we can make a difference. But if you are getting caught up in these things outside your control, then it's just going to be a real problem for you. I see a lot of people now and that are just operating at really high levels of stress, like, you know, whether it's financial stress or the stress of the world. And so everyone's running around and not really living a life of peace. And you might say to me, yeah, but these things are real. And trust me, I know issues that can be real. But has worry solved any problems for you? Has living outside your zone of control solved any problems for you? When you really sit back and reflect on that? I know for me the answer is absolutely no. Another thing is everyone has opinions on everything. And my friend Darren Burgess posted a fantastic quote by Keanu Reeves. who besides being a good actor, some people like his movies, some people don't, I happen to, but he just says some really wise things and he seems to be just a good character. But he talked about at this stage in his life, he's not into arguing with people. And he says, even to the point where if you say 1 + 1 = 5, I'm going to agree and wish you well. And of course, you have to choose when to make a stance and when not to. But you are seriously wasting time if you sit there and argue with people that are so convinced one way and are so opinionated in one way. Just save yourself the anxiety of trying to convince them another way. Who's to say who's right and who's wrong? Who cares, really? Because again, it gets back to control. What, you want to control how everyone thinks? You want to get your point across? What's it matter, really? Because what the world really needs is peace, an individual peace. So it can only start with us. Us as an individual. If you are living a life of peace by staying in the present, by focusing what's with you now, then you're much more likely to play that peaceful puzzle or piece of the puzzle that's really needed in the world. Peaceful people don't cause devastation and destruction. So maybe that's the best thing we can do. And that's to work on ourselves first. Because otherwise, what are we doing here? Before you know it, life is over. Life is done. So I would prefer to make the most of every day, every moment, and not worry about things that are really outside my control. Now, it's easy to say that. Not as I'm saying these words, I'm talking to myself, as always. Because I can get very anxious about the future, but I work hard on that. And one of the things about staying in your zone of control is to be aware. So to be really self-aware of when you're moving outside that zone. That's really important. What else is happening with you? I'd love to hear from you. Shout out to my friend Jeff Summers, you know, who opened up about some of the issues that he's had recently and hard work that he's done in respect to, you know, riding the wave and focusing on his mental health and how important that is for all of us and how many of us are out there struggling. And Jeff, I really applaud you, mate, for coming out and saying how you've had a bit of a reset and you spent some really good times doing hard work. And Jeff's from the North Coast and I met him through football. He does incredible things for young football players up on the North Coast. I met him through my mate Andy Harper. And Jeff, you know, the world needs more people like you. And you know, if you are out there and you're really struggling with your mental health, reach out to me or reach out to some friends. But get help. Get support. Don't hold it in. Because again, I know sometimes when we're at our lowest, we isolate ourselves. I've done it. And it's the worst possible thing you can do. I've done it so much where, you know, I've pushed others away because I don't want to be a burden. But that's what we are as humans. We need each other to reach out to each other. It's so, so important. So Jeff, thanks for sharing that, your journey, and keep sharing it. And like anyone's journey, it has its ups and downs, you know, but the world needs every one of us because we're an important piece of the puzzle. And for us to make really the world a beautiful place, each piece of this puzzle has to do what it was created for. So anyway, they're just some thoughts. Keep well, keep moving. Don't forget, you know, if you're feeling down and out, get up and just move one step in front of the other. Take a walk. You know, it's going to make you feel better. Get out in the day. It's going to be much better for you. But anyway, let's chat again soon. Send me a message. Love to hear from you. And as always, let's go out and make the world a better place.